The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pray for understanding the wisdom of God. It is the third day. What day is this? It's the very day of the resurrection, the Sunday of Easter. Those men had lost hope. In fact, they say, we had hope that he was the Redeemer of Israel. We had hoped. But the fact of Good Friday was a total loss for them of hope. The gruesome death of Jesus Christ convinced them that they had been all wrong. Can that happen to us, that we are vulnerable to lose our faith because of something powerful, evil, happens in our life? Is our trust in God placed in Him in such a way that nothing can separate us from the love of God? And that is the challenge. Furthermore, they had already news that the women had gone and found the empty tomb. And further, they knew that Peter and the other disciple had gone and found the tomb as the woman had said. And still, they did not even bother to go and check it out for themselves. You know, you have seen people who have fallen in such a state of despair that they don't even want to go there anymore. They don't even want to give another chance to have themselves disappointed again. It could happen in marriages, it could happen in relationships. Like, I don't want to go there anymore, I'm just too hurt. Too far beyond any hope. That's how these men were. So not even the testimony of the women or of Peter would convince them that what they saw on Good Friday could possibly bring any hope. And the good news here is that Jesus Christ is faithful to his promises, but it's not the way we think. And so when we see the gruesomeness of Calvary, we can just lose hope altogether and not wait for anything beyond. What else can God do? I mean, he's dead. Right? And sometimes we pray and things don't go the way we think, and then we say, well, it didn't work. I tell you, prayer is infallible if we pray with trust and faith, but it's not the way we think. It may be through Calvary, but that's not the end of the story. And so Jesus appears to them, but they are so dejected, they are so hopeless, that they are incapable of recognizing Jesus. And what is Jesus doing? He's recounting all of the history of salvation keyed on the cross to explain to them how all this had to happen, because this was the greatest manifestation of God's love. And so, you know what's going on here? And any Christian in the early times, when they heard this, they understood it right away. This is the Holy Mass. What do we do in Mass? We're doing it right now. We're recounting Scripture, and then we gather, and we do what? The breaking of the bread. And it's just too obvious to miss it. He took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. It's the same words we're going to use in consecration. And it was then that their eyes were opened. But in order for that to happen, you see, Jesus made as if he was going to go further, and they had to call him in, stay with us. The Lord will not barge himself in. He reveals himself, he recounts the whole history of salvation, but then we have to say, come, stay with us. And that was the door to enter for him to reveal himself at the Eucharist. So they had the experience of the Mass. They heard the word, they sat at table, Jesus broke the bread, gave it to them, and at that moment they received Jesus, and Jesus disappears from his physical presence. And what do they have to do? They have to backtrack, because all they had walked was in the wrong direction. So 7 miles, and now it's dark. It's already in the middle of the night, because it was already getting dark when they got into the house. So now, through all that, it's even, you know, much later. And they had to run back the 7 miles. But now it's with joy, with a newfound faith. And they go and they think they have a story to tell. You know, we found him, he's risen. And they say, yes, we know. You see, that's what happens to us when we leave the church. We get dejected, we lose hope, it's useless. And then we realize, hopefully, that the faith is in the church. And you go back, and yes, you know, we know he's risen. Indeed, it has happened. So this is what we have to relive every time we come to Mass. You know, we're getting low in our enthusiasm, in our trust, in our faith in God. Things are happening, and we say, how could this possibly happen? How could there possibly be hope after this? But we go to Mass, and the Lord gives us the grace to believe that all things are for the good of those who love the Lord, even things that seem so awful. And finally, you see in the first reading, the faith of Peter, when he finds this paralytic and he grabs him by the hand and lifts him up, and the man is healed, and he starts jumping and praising God and walking around, and he goes with them into the temple. This is the kind of faith God wants to have. God can do this. And yet sometimes we don't see, again, any physical, visible healing. Do we believe that God is working any less? No. That's where we have to have faith. What the guys walking to Emmaus did not have. That even the cross, even death, is not the end of the story. That God is working through all this for something even greater. And so when somebody asks us to pray, don't just say, yeah, I'll pray for him. Pray right there in the spot if you can. Let's pray right now. And just lift up your heart to the Lord and say, let's pray and put all this situation in his hands, because we believe that he is going to do the best through all this situation. And the greatest thing that happens through that is that we are changed. We are transformed through that act of faith. So let us present to the Lord now our petitions.